This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Friday, September 6th. Dorian has made landfall along North Carolina's Outer Banks as a Category 1 hurricane. The eye of the storm passing over Cape Hatteras this morning.
I'm Jim Crisula on the coast of the Carolinas. Hurricane Dorian is bringing high storm surges and torrential rains that could trigger flooding and unleash environmental hazards in areas still recovering from last year's Hurricane Florence. The storm has left 350,000 utility customers without power in North and South Carolina. It has produced tornadoes that have caused major damage in several places.
The health minister in the Bahamas says Dorian's death toll of at least 30 could be significantly higher on Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands. Taylor Alderdice High School was briefly under a precautionary lockdown. That's the report from KDKA-TV's Amy Wattis. A gun was discovered this morning across the street from the school's gym. The school district says Pittsburgh police are investigating and guardians were notified. The August jobs report is out. The Labor Department says the economy added 130,000 jobs last month, boosted by hiring for the 2020 census. Unemployment is steady at 3.7%. Here's Gus Fauché with PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh.
We have shifted to a slower level of job growth in 2019 than we had last year. That's to be expected. It's unclear how much trade concerns have contributed to this slowing in job growth, but this does raise some concerns about how long the expansion can continue.
The Post-Gazette has donated its $15,000 cash award for the Pulitzer Prize to the synagogue, where 11 people were gunned down last year. The PG staff won the award in April for their coverage of the October shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue. The Pulitzer Prize is one of the highest honors in journalism. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.